Chapter 35. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, "Go to the house of the Rechabites who speak to them, and bring them into Yahweh's house, into one of the rooms, and give them wine to drink." Then I took Jazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, with his brothers, all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into Yahweh's house, into the room of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, the man of God, which was by the room of the princes, which was above the room of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the threshold, set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, "Drink wine." But they said, "We will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, 'You shall drink no wine, neither you nor your children forever. You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, or have any, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land in which you live as nomads.' We have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all he commanded us, to drink no wine all our days, our wives, our sons, and our daughters, and not to build houses for ourselves to dwell in. We have no vineyard, field, or seed, but we have lived in tents and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. But when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, we said, 'Come, let's go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we will dwell at Jerusalem.' Then Yahweh's word came to Jeremiah, saying, 'Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive instruction to listen to my words, says Yahweh? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, and that he commanded his sons not to drink wine are performed, and to this day they drink none, for they obey their father's commandment. But I have spoken to you, rising up early and speaking, and you have not listened to me. I have sent also to you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Every one of you must return now from his evil way, amend your doings, and don't go after other gods to serve them. Then you will dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear nor listened to me. The sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father which he commanded them, but this people has not listened to me. Therefore, Yahweh, the God of armies, the God of Israel, says, Behold, I will bring on Judah and on all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard, and I have called to them, but they have not answered." Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, "Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says, Because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab, your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he commanded you, therefore, Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, will not lack a man to stand before me forever."